right. We are back. Now, there are three more secrets we want to share with you. Secret number five. Generate momentum. You see, it's fine to create a certain energy, to want to launch yourself towards it, to move towards it. But unless you create momentum, you're not going to be able to do it elegantly. It's going to take lots and lots of work. A momentum means that you don't have to obsess over what it is that you want. And you don't have to spend 24/7 focused on it. You can play, have a good time, do other things, and have it moving forward and unfolding for you in your life. And how do you generate momentum? You generate it, number one, by loving and valuing yourself. So when you make a statement for yourself, I love and I value myself, that can initiate a momentum. The second thing that you do is to expand your self-image. Because, as we said earlier, your reality that you manifest is dependent on your image, on your level of image. You're not going to manifest a reality that's bigger and brighter and better than the image of you. You just can't do it. And if by some fluke that reality comes into being, you're not going to be able to hold on to it. Because your image cannot hold it. It's not enough. So what you do is that you expand your self-image. That means you claim who you are, you own your divinity, you pump your energy field out really big. It takes all of a few seconds to do this. Or you link yourself up to higher self, to God, Goddess, all that is, to your favorite spirit helpers. You get yourself infused with light, however you plan to do it. But see yourself as big and bright. And like Julie was referring to before, is this big spotlight, you know, the huge, huge light that ships can see at sea through the night. Not a little tiny candle flame that flickers and a brief wind will blow it out. No, a big light. So when you do that, your light then can, in a sense, generate more in your external reality. And if you do this frequently, then your external reality keeps expanding and keeps expanding, i.e., you keep moving forward. All right. Third thing is to start looking towards that future with expectation and anticipation. Anything that you look for, you have a better chance of finding than something you don't look for. So start to expect that something's going to happen, that you're growing, that you're moving towards it, that you're moving towards this reality, and that you're becoming more and more all the time. Anticipate magic. Because when you're in sync with yourself, when you're in sync with who you are, magic happens. The people who come in your life, magic. The people that you work with will suddenly open up opportunities to you. Magic. Or the opportunity for you to know, to feel, to experience something in alignment with your goals, with your dreams. It's magic. For things, conflicts to resolve in some unusual and very pleasant win-win kind of way. Magic. Anticipate that there's going to be this magic. If you anticipate struggle and if you anticipate difficulties and anticipate resistance from everybody, what are you going to get? You're going to get that. Because your self-image is a person who sees it natural that they always have to struggle. You shrink. And your reality shrinks with you. But you keep expanding after a while, momentum will kick in. It will start kicking in by itself. But you keep expanding who you are. You keep seeing more of who you are. You keep owning more of who you are. You keep dreaming more. You keep lifting and healing and lifting your vibration. It will keep the process going until some point this process of you expanding seems to gather momentum. It seems to be all happening by itself. Things seem to be more magical, and your outer plane reality will then be in more magical flow and will be in momentum, and you'll be in your flow, not in someone else's flow, in your flow. Don't look for directives from your guides to guide you. Use your desire. Use your heart. Love yourself. They are following you. They are helping you. You're not their servant. You didn't come here to be given assignments by them. All right? Let them boost you. Connect with them. They can fill you up bigger. They can help your reality be lifted. They can help you heal whatever it is you're standing in the way. All right, so that's number five. Number six, as things start to happen, integrate what you know. In other words, don't keep pushing. Pause. Stop. What have you discovered? What do you know? Acknowledge it. Acknowledge your wisdom. Acknowledge what you're learning. Integrate it. Have gratitude for what you're being shown. Have gratitude for what's happening. And here, in step six, it's often that you get your first test from your ego. Expect ego will test you, because ego wants to run the show. And if you're taking charge, that makes ego a bit upset. They're losing power. We got to shrink them back. We got to get them to go and do the stupid stuff they used to do. So you'll get a test. And what will the test look like? It will look like the same old crap. The most familiar obstacles, resistances, walls that you crash into, the same old stuff. And you'll say, hey, wait a minute. I thought I had grown. I thought I was doing better there. I thought things were going. Yes, and it's true. You did grow. Things were going better. What the ego test is, it doesn't mean you've done anything wrong. Don't shrink. Step forth and say, I have chosen to be more. I choose this light. I have been working on this, and I'm doing okay, and I love myself more. Ego, no, I do not accept. I do not go back. I refuse to do the trip that I used to do and shrink myself back and go and beat myself up and complain about this and look for causes and effects and go in Sturm und Drang and play drama and trauma and feel sorry for myself. I refuse to do this anymore. Instead, I'm going to call on my spirit helpers. I'm going to expand myself up. I'm going to receive more love. I'm going to insist and claim more of who I am. And if you'll do that, you pass the ego test. Because the ego can't do anything. It's the toxic ego. The toxic ego is powerless. When you determine the feelings, the state of being, and the consciousness, when you determine the frequency, ego can't do diddly squat. But if you were to think the ego, what this is a reflection that something's wrong, that you've done it wrong, and you're a bad person, or you're stupid, or you're, oh gosh, I messed up again. Where did you go? To the past you. You've shrunk. And then indeed, it will sustain this obstacle, this blockage, and you have to go start all over again, kick yourself a bit, you know, wake yourself back up, pull yourself back up by your bootstraps. You know, this is energetically stressful. You want it elegant. So you keep being floored down and you have to drag yourself up again and being knocked down and drag yourself up again. This is one of the things that was brought up in the questions. You're going, that's an ego test. You got to own you're doing okay. You're all right. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not necessarily doing anything wrong. You may want to do some thinking about it and evaluating and honing and so forth, but you're doing it as a powerful reality creator. You're not doing it as a victim. You're not doing it as a stupid person or a failure. That's the worst one. Okay? All right. If you pass your ego test, you get to go to number 7. Number 7 is where you are seeing the fulfillment of what it is that you've asked for. And from that, as if that were a peak, you look and you see from that higher perspective where you're going after that. So you think, oh, I'm going to be so joyous and so on and so on. I'm going to be just, oh, it's all going to be magical and stuff. Okay, and then what's next? Where do you go from there? I don't know. That just seems to be the ultimate end. No, it's not. Ecstasy is just the beginning. There's so much more to come. So at that top peak, you have to conceptualize. You go there, meditation or visualization, and bring in your helpful spirit helpers and friends from the other side. And you look and say, what's further? What's beyond? And here's where you can see your global mission, see the world healing, see the greater scope, where you fit into it all. Use your imagination, your creativity. You don't have to have an authoritative final denomination. This is where you are. This is what you're doing. And this is, you know, this is your fate or anything like that. You don't want to go there. Old timey metaphysics. Okay. You don't want to go to old timey metaphysics. We're talking a new reality here. So you dream the next level. And that there may not be a form there, but there will be a state of being that's beyond. You always have to have more ahead. This will keep the momentum going. It'll keep you lifting beyond the ego. And it will keep your goal expanding. Because if you make a goal, it actually... A goal, which is a delineation of a form or something that you desire to manifest, actually is a limitation. It's a focus. You've narrowed something down. You've limited it. And it's necessary to do that sometimes at the beginning. But you are expanding. So your goal has to expand too. So when you expand the goal further, you go beyond in your imagination and your stretching. What could possibly be beyond? Well, just more ecstasy, more bliss, more joy, more love. You know, pump it up, pump it up, pump it up in your imagination. Then your goal opens to be more. And it pulls you forward. It pulls you to your future. Very elegant. You see... And keep doing what you love and keep eliminating in your life things you don't like to do and things you don't find enjoyment with. Things that you have to do, find a new way to think about them so that they become part of something that you appreciate, you care for, etc. If you say, oh gosh, I really don't like, you know, doing the laundry. Well, let it be a grounding for you. Let it be a meditation in motion. Start reframing all the pieces of your life that are not fun and adding more joy and more fun. There's many, many ways to heal and lift your vibration. Have a friend. Hug a friend. You know, see something of great beauty. Give yourself a massage. You know, treat yourself to a nice massage. Something. Do something. Give yourself more. All right, those are the seven secrets. They cover a tremendous territory. And you may wonder, you know, golly, this is a lot of little details and so forth. Or, you know, we're actually just working the surface because there's so much more depth of love, so much more healing, so much more soul work we can't really even get to. But we're going to get to some dreaming. So what we'd like to suggest here is that you put your things down. We're going to do a little meditation. Think about, as you get yourself relaxed, think about what it is you want to create. What is it that you would like to have manifest in your life? And let yourself, just let the light come down. Let yourself find a position that's comfortable, that you can sit for a few minutes without having to wiggle and move and adjust, where you're as balanced as you can be and as comfortable as you can be for the moment, for a few moments. And then close your eyes. And when you close your eyes, just sense that you are creating a very personal, private, calm, peaceful state inside you. That any noises that you hear are not going to disturb you, but are actually going to be, in a sense, nurturing. You're going to feel yourself nurtured in bubbles of light and energy. And some of these have sounds of people or this or that or the other. But you're in your quiet space. It's like when you close your eyes, it's like you pull your curtains around you into your beautiful, quiet, internal place. Let yourself breathe from your belly gently. Like a child. Just do a little belly breathing to relax you. To bring your consciousness in a state of calm but attentive relaxation. This is not a deep meditation. But it can be a powerful meditation. And as a conscious reality creator, you may want to stay conscious. Because this is part of your work, to learn how to consciously create your reality, to learn how to celebrate your life and to live a glorious life. Part of what you came here to do. A lot of what you came here to do in the various unique ways that you have chosen to work through your particular themes. So let yourself now, in this nice place with a little belly breathing, relaxed and gentle, let yourself, in your mind, just imagine or sense, to whatever extent you can, whatever it is that you would like to have in your life. What is that manifestation you would like to have? Just sense it. Imagine it in whatever way. If you have a form, great. Let yourself imagine the form. But if you don't have a form, let yourself imagine what you would feel like to live that life in which whatever form matches your desire will be present. The desire to be that successful, happy person. To feel that and own that success that this lifetime is giving you. What does it feel like to be successful in the fulfillment of this manifestation? What emotions do you feel there? Who do you see yourself as being there? How much more freedom is that self able to have? how much more healing is that self going to experience to be there? What are the states of happiness? What is the states of fulfillment for you? What does it feel like? If you let the ego come in, the ego will say, well, you're proving something. Now people will respect you. Now people will see, oh, your way is right and true. Let it go. That's ego. That's nonsense. Whether it's right or true to other people's minds, it's not important. What is important is that it feels good for you, that is true to who you are. And let yourself just, in your imagination, see a light in front of you, a beautiful light, an orb of light in front of you. Just see it float in front of you, or sense it however you can. And just feel the impact of that light in your brain. There's a light that's shining in you. It's shining onto you. It's a beautiful light. Just feel the love, feel the lift of this light that is in front of you. And sense that there's a beautiful sky above you. As you just sit there in contemplation of this beautiful light just shining into you, just glowing into you, just filling you with little sparkles of love and light. Just imagine a starry sky above you. Could be a day sky with stars or a night sky with stars. But just imagine that some of these stars move out of their position and they come together. They come together in a kind of a circle and they put their lights together into a big star, a big light. This is us. This is what we look like on the psychic level. A big star, a group who speak as one, who work together in union. There's us. There are your spirit helpers. Perhaps your higher self has joined. Beings who love you have joined with us. We're a big light above you. And we send a beam of light down to you now. That beam of light may be in your favorite color, shimmering and sparkling and iridescent. Or it may be white, filled with sparkles of many different colors, pearlescent, in other words. Or it may be gold, a light of destiny. Send that light. Let it come down from that star above you. And let it come on down and touch your head, the top of your head, with that beautiful color, that beautiful energy. And when it reaches you, by the time it reaches you, we are a column of light that's around you now. Let yourself be surrounded by us. Let yourself be surrounded by this beautiful, shimmering, sparkling light. Let us love you. Let us support you. We know your journey. We know what you've been through. We know your challenges, your trials and tribulations. We know your powers and your strengths, and we know and see your weaknesses. Let us love you. Dear ones, your weaknesses are never fatal. They're simply a place where maybe you have not taken your power or owned who you are yet. Let us fill you with light. Let us support you in your mission, personal or global, to manifest in your life a way of being that is just right for you, that brings you to a state of happiness and joy. Just let us work with you. Just feel the light just getting inside into your cells. Let us do some healing for you now. Whatever you feel is your greatest obstacle to your success, we've talked of several. If you have one in mind, mentally give it to us. Let us have it. You don't need to carry it any longer. Anything else that's toxic to you, relinquish it. Let it go. Give it to us. It will not hurt us, nor will it hurt the one who channels us. It is safe. Give it to us. You don't need it any longer. You have learned about it. You've learned from it. And let us lift your resonance and lift you and lift you and lift you now. And we lift you. As we lift you, you become brighter within yourself. Your own light begins to shine more brightly. Let your own light from inside yourself expand. Let it grow. Let it radiate out from you. Let your energy field be filled. Your energy field filled with light. Come on, let us fill it up. And you, radiate it. Let it out. Come on, don't hide your light. Let it expand. Let it grow. Let it be more until you become really nice big bubble of light around you. Come on, just open up. Let it be there. That's it. Let it be there outside your hips. Let it be there outside your throat. Let the whole bubble expand everywhere, outside you everywhere, until it is a huge bubble of light. And feel the energy flow up and down your spine gently. And if there's any blockages or resistances there, just let us breathe on you in our way and open it up for you. Grounding you beneath to the earth, grounding you above to higher self, to the one of you, the part of you who knows who you are completely. And as you connect above and below, grounded in your spirit, grounded in your earth, the bountiful earth that gives you so much. Let yourself acknowledge who you are. Let yourself receive this awareness. Let yourself know it and claim it. Because you are a spark of consciousness. You're a divine being having a physical experience. You are beloved of God and Goddess, who unconditionally love you. There's nothing you can do to earn it. You don't have to work at it. You don't have to deserve it by your actions. Because you're valuable, of infinite value and worth. Feel your power to make choices, to create for yourself, your life. You're a powerful reality creator who took on the mask of forgetfulness to learn to create from scratch. And you're doing a masterful job subconsciously and unconsciously, and you're starting to do more and more consciously. You're a light being, radiating your light. You've come to fulfill a personal mission, to end the cycle of birth and death, to lift beyond the box, outside the limitations of beliefs and traditions. And you have a global mission. You came at this time to participate in a great consciousness shift. And it took beings of great courage to come here to do this. Dear ones, you are filled with this courage. Honor it. You have done so much in the darkness. Is it not time for the light? Own who you are, this divine being who can manifest and create consciously the reality that you desire. You're learning more and more how to do it. Feel this. Own it. Feel this self that you are. Let yourself feel the grandness of you, the majesty of you. And the little voice of ego, yeah, better than others. Let it go. Let it go. Good. And then you notice that that light that had been hovering in front of you has also lifted with you and is still in front of you and is even brighter than before. And as you look at this, into this brightness, it's almost a glare, it's almost hard to see. You see that there is a figure inside there. And you see this figure as you in the future. The you who has fulfilled this manifestation. The you who has brought this reality creation into form. That you are living a life, this future who's living that life that you've dreamed about, that you're imagining, that you're desiring. Here this future stands there, facing you, looking at you with joy and happiness and love. Let your future, who knows what you've been through, let them send a beam of love from their heart to you. See it just emerge right out of their heart. See it come over to your heart and touch you. Let yourself receive it from your future. That's it. Receive it. Come on, just let your future connect with you. Let your future love you. You know, if you look at this you that you were when you were a child, you love that you. You love it so much, that child you, that inner child. Your future loves you even more than you love your inner child, because the future self knows more of who you are. And can appreciate your divinity, because your future self knows. The knows the divinity that you are, or at least knows it more than you. Let yourself respond with love. Let yourself reach out. And by reaching out, you send a beam of light right back through that beam of light they sent to you, right back to their heart. And when you do that, your future self smiles and shows you your life at that time in the future, whether it's 6 months in the future or 2 years or 3 years or more in the future. Here you are in the future living that life. It's like a movie being played, or if you are not good at visualizing, sense it, sense the movie being played, sense the soundtrack, perhaps the joy, the sounds of joy, the way that you speak when you're happy. The friends that love you, that are around you. The special loved ones. The successes. Just sense it and feel how glorious it is. And realize that there's an incredible sense of freedom there, that your beliefs about what makes your reality tick, your beliefs about who you have been and how this determines who you are now. All of this. See how it's changed? see the new belief there? The belief that you are worthy and deserving, the belief that this is natural for you to live this way, this beautiful way. It's natural to you. It's normal for you to have all this money, to have all this love, to have all these friends, to have all this wonderful creativity, to have this great life. It's natural. For your future self, it's natural. It's normal. It's expected. But your future self has tremendous gratitude for it every day. Feel it. Sense it. Imagine it. Stretch. Come on. Let it in. Yes, you. You can be there. This is the future you choose. You already created this future by your dreaming it, by your imagining, by your desiring. Claim this future now for you. Yes, this is the future I claim. Claim it. I claim. And you sense something else happening too. You sense that around you an energy is gathering. And you look to your left and your right. And in your mental eyes, you see a gathering of your spirit helpers, of those who love you on the other side, of members of your psychic network that you work with perhaps at night when you sleep or when you're in meditation. Other powerful reality creators who are in alignment and connection with you, with your dreams for the planet. They gather about you. 30, 40, 50, maybe 100, maybe more. Just sense them surrounding you in a circle only a few feet away, just surrounding you, smiling. Some of them you might recognize. Others look very strange, but they're loving. Some look like angels. Some look like just, you know, little sprites, little nature spirits. Others look like combinations of humans and animals or humans and plants. Others are just like orbs of light or sparkles of light. And all their many forms, they surround you with love. They are your support team. You are the director. And they heard you make a command. You said, I claim. They heard you make a choice. I claim. Now, mentally request. Spirit friends and all my crew, my team, on this level and all other levels, I request that you assist me in the fulfillment of this future. You assist me in the momentum building. You assist me in the feedback so it is clear, so I get my messages clearly, easily. You assist me in the dismantling of the toxic ego and the adolescent fantasies so that I may stand in my adult power. And they send you light, a little beam of light from their hearts, from them to you. Feel yourself the center of a spoke of light coming to you, like a wheel around you. Light's coming to you. Just feel them touch you. Feel yourself touched, loved, massaged by light. Ah, come on, receive it. They are your team. They're with you. Your connection to your future self is becoming stronger and stronger, and it is pulling you towards your future self, pulling you. You're moving forward towards this future you, who has their arms outstretched, ready to hold you, ready to embrace you. Let yourself be pulled, come on. Pulled, 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 pulled to your future self, filled and touched and surrounded by light and our shimmer and our sparkle around both of you, you and your future now. You claim this future life. It has called you. It is part of your calling, of your soul to you. That's how you are able to imagine it. Because a greater part of you gave you your inspiration. So let yourself be pulled now into the arms of your future self. Let yourself be embraced by this you. This you who is healed in so many ways. This you who may be healed physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, so far beyond. Who is free, who is so empowered, who is so conscious and aware, so happy and liberated. Let yourself be embraced by this future. Come on. Let them hold you. Let them hold you. Just feel that energy. Isn't that wonderful? Just let it sink in. This energy is yours. It can be yours. It can be your life. It can be like this. With this freedom. Now, and your future is not concerned of what other people think about you. Your future self has not been victimized in quite a while. They don't really know what that state of being is any longer. They work with time in such a way that they have freedom interdimensionally. Just let yourself feel it. Come on. Feel it. The freedom of that. Now, step in. Step into your future self and turn around. And look through your future self's eyes. Look at your reality. It's there waiting for you. Your illusion, your playground, for you, the divine being, to explore the secrets of reality created. It's all there for you in a bountiful, marvelous universe for you. Let it sink into your every cell of your being, what this future feels like inside you. Ground into it, the ground of your being. Feel it in you. Claim it. And see the you of now out of your future self's eyes. To see the hope, to see the light reflected in your now self's eyes. And feel the love you have for the self that you are. And you, the future self, and you, the now self. One. Claim your reality again. Claim it. I claim the manifestation that I choose to create. I claim it. I own it. It is natural to me and who I am. So be it. With harm to none and joy to all. It is so, and so it is. Let yourself, even your mental eyes, close them as well. And just feel. Feel yourself in the light. Feel yourself moving, transported and lifted in the light. Just feel it. Remember this feeling. Remember this state of being. Even if you don't have a real big grasp of it right now, you have enough. You're connected. You're linked. Your fate, set by you, has been activated. You will succeed. Bring that energy into your awareness. So that you can, at any point in your future, remember it. Remember what it feels like. So you can call upon this vibration, this resonance, any time you choose for healing yourself, for lifting yourself, and for dreaming. And there will come a time where you will be standing in this place or in this state of being, and you'll be dreaming another future far beyond this one. The journey has begun. Bring that awareness of what this energy feels like. Now back, with your eyes still closed, mentally as well as physically, bringing it back into your body of now, the physical body that you have now, sitting on your chair in whatever position you are in, and the now time and space. Comfortable and relaxed with it. Bring it into your now body. Let it infuse your now self. Let your now self ground beneath to the earth and above to higher self. That's it. Good. Now gently bring it back, opening your physical eyes gently, 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 opening your physical eyes. And let yourself return with that energy now in you, with the seed of your success planted in you, with the determination of your future planted within you, and the connection made to it, the track upon which you, as a train, will move. But unlike the train, you do it through your choice and willingness, not passively, but consciously. All right, this is a great adventure. Take this with your life, into your life. Integrate it into your life. And any time you would like, we will be very happy to work with you. If tonight, before you go to sleep tonight, the lights are out, you're snuggled in under your sheets, tucked your pillow in just right, imagine a starry sky above you. Call Galexis mentally. Call us. And we'll send those stars together and move a beam now down to you and surround you with a column of light. And let us love you and let us hold you. And you give us your problems. You give us your issues. And go to sleep. And we will work with you through the night. And when you wake up in the morning, let yourself be lighter and freer. We'll be happy to do that. We'll come in your favorite color. Or if you want a message, you want us to send you a message, we'll come in a color that is in alignment with the chakra that it is associated with. Root chakra red, sacral chakra orange, solar plexus yellow, heart green, throat blue, third eye indigo, blue purple, and crown violet. Let us come in one of those colors. If that is something you would like to think about, what chakra shall I open and fulfill more of? We will do that, and we'll work with that chakra through the night. Call us. We'll be glad to work with you. It has been our pleasure working with you today and with your beautiful energies. And we look forward to any opportunity that we may have in the future to work with you again. It is our pleasure and certainly a lot of joy to work with you. If you only knew how much light you have. And our wish is that you will consciously discover that. So we must leave now. But we are not really far away. All you have to do is ask and we'll be there. We surround you, dear ones, with our light and with our love. Farewell.